All right, the second demo we're going to look at is a sample out on PNP that shows you how to actually perform a search using CSOM from a provider-hosted app. And this is going to allow us to perform some normal search queries, but it's also going to allow us to actually personalize that based upon the user's profile properties. So this is a commonly asked for scenario where I want to look at maybe what department or some other information about the user and start, you know, really delivering a personalized experience and personalized results. So here's the link to this actual sample. Again, this is under samples and then it's /search.personalized results. So if I were to find that here in my local copy, we'll go down here under search, personalized results, and we'll go ahead and open this up inside of Visual Studio. Now, unlike the first demo that we did, first demo was a console application, and this one is a little bit different. It's actually a full provider-hosted app. And because it's an actual add-in, we need to actually specify some permissions. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in this module. But if I look in my app manifest, one of the things you'll see under permissions is we're actually specifying a couple of permissions here. One is we want to be able to read user profiles. Now, remember I said that this sample is actually going to deliver personalized search results based upon information in those profiles. So we need to be able to read it. The second thing is we need to be able to search. So you can see I have a permission here to actually perform a search from this provider-hosted app. All right, the next thing is this is basically just a single page application. So if I go under default, my code behind here, you can see that other than doing simple things like loading the Chrome control in the page, we basically have two button click events. One is perform a regular search and one is to perform a personalized search. So in the regular search, I'm simply going to go and perform a search with some sort of text that I provide. And then I want to look for that it has to be a site collection. I only want site collections coming back. So this is a sample of doing site collection based searching. If I want to go search all the sites, it's a pretty commonly asked for scenario. And so I'm simply going and loading the results on the page. The personalized search is going to do things a little bit different. It's going to actually go and pull the user's profile, the current user. So you can see that here, I'm using the people manager, and then I'm loading the personal properties. You can see get my properties. And then I'm looking for a user profile property called about me. And based upon some of the values there, I'm actually going to go and deliver a separate result based upon that. So you can see I have this resolve additional filter, and you can see that I'm doing some additional filtering if that there's a app test in my user profile properties. So the process query is simply just using CSOM. I'm doing a keyword query, which is part of CSOM, and then using a search executor to actually execute that search. So I'll just go out here really quickly. One thing I need to do, like all the samples out on PNP, if you want to run those, is I need to specify the site that I'm going to debug against. So I'm going to go ahead and pick my developer site that I have. And it's going to ask me to go ahead and authenticate that here. So I'll go ahead and provide some credentials. All right, so now that I've authenticated, I can go ahead and run this. Again, it's a provider-hosted app, so this is going to ultimately go and just install this application into my developer site. I'll be able to approve or grant those three permissions, the permission to read profiles, the permission to perform a search, and then it had a read access on the website that it's installed in. After that, it's going to take me out to localhost because I'm just doing this locally, and we'll be able to run those two tests. So here we go. Looks like it's starting this guy up. So we'll go ahead and log in with our account. And here's where you can see it's going to ask us to trust this search application. And if you look, it says that it wants basically full control of listen libraries in that site. So that would be that read-write access. And then I also have the ability to get basic information. We want to be able to perform a search and then read the user's profile. So those, again, it's just displaying those permissions. We'll go ahead and say trust. So here's our provider-hosted app, and you can see I can perform certain search queries. So if I wanted to do a search query for maybe a site that has the name sample in it, I'll go ahead and perform a search. That'll go and finish the search here. And you can see it found one site. So it found one site collection with sample, and you can see it's actually in the name of this. The second one here is, again, if I wanted to go and do a search and actually look at information on the user's profile and be able to tailor that based on their profile, it's going to perform that type of search. So you could see, first of all, if it doesn't contain app test, then it's just going to basically present just all site collections. Otherwise, if it does app test, it will do specific ones. So we'll go ahead and just do it first. I don't have that user profile property set. And so when we do a search, you can see I bring back a bunch of sites. But if we were to really quickly go out and actually modify this, so I'll go out to rzna-my. And this is my, it's going to take me out to OneDrive for Business, but we'll modify my profile out here. So I'll go ahead and edit my profile. App test, save and close. We'll go ahead and perform our search one more time. And there you can see we have different search results coming back. So it changed it based upon that one property that we changed in our user profile. And one important note here is that search items are indexed, so they're not necessarily real time. Even with things like continuous crawl that are going on, it might take, you know, several minutes for something to show up, but I was reading my user profile in real time, so that's why we were able to change it immediately by changing that one setting. So hopefully this shows you, this sample is a great way to show you how to use both CSOM for managed code, but also how we might even personalize that experience based upon profile properties of the user.